the offerings have reduced, I think, across the UK and Ireland, and we're glad to say we were able to hang on to, if not improve, the destinations that we had before. And we're able to offer them now daily. That's something we never had before.
The Liverpool route, the aircraft being used on this occasion is going to be a Loganair aircraft. It'll be slightly smaller than the aircraft that Ryanair would have been using. But as you say, it's not going to be a daily service. It's going to be a more regular offering. And that, I'm sure, will counteract the change in aircraft size.
Very much so, yeah. Ryanair were operating the larger 737, and I'm just pre them ceasing the service. They were offering it a couple of times a week. We're now, by the end of June, going to go to seven times a week, yes, on a smaller aircraft, but it's almost identical number of seats. Averaged over the week, it's only five less seats each way daily. So, we're nearly there back, considering that's the thin end of the wedge in terms of the recovery period. I think that's pretty good.
And obviously one of the things that's been stressed recently is the extent to which City of Derry Airport serves Donegal and the wider northwest, as well as the Derry and Strabane region. And the Liverpool route, an important one, I'm sure, for people from Donegal as well as people from Derry and Strabane.
Oh, wow, yeah, very much so. As you know, our airport considers itself as the gateway to the northwest, and that's the wider northwest, the whole northwest. At any normal year, you know, Donegal represents up to 40% of our overall traffic, and we're very proud to be able to offer that to all citizens. The airport obviously is supported by the council here, but in recognition of the wider economic region that we support,